Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 339 of Heroes Unlimited. This is the final page of the spell list in the Magic Explained section. This wraps up 15th level spells, which are the capstones of all the spells that a spell-wielding superhero or supervillain might have. It's also the capstone of this section, in more ways than one. It's the end, it's the most powerful stuff, and I've been very lucky in these sections that typically there's something right at the end that I can hone in on and say this. This sums up this section. It happened in the psionic section, it happened in the superpower section, and by God, it has happened again in the magic section. It's not exactly one thing, it's two things, but they together sum up my thoughts about this spell list and this whole goddamn magic section. So no preamble today, let's just jump into it. First, let's talk about the left-hand column. The first spell that appears on this page, Summon Greater Familiar. Quote, "This spell summons forth a lesser demon or supernatural being to serve the spellcaster by becoming his familiar. This can be achieved by signing a pact, see witch, or by a battle of wills. In a battle of wills, the spellcaster can impose his will over the demon through a brief mental wrestling match. If the spellcaster rolls over 55%, add ME attribute number as a bonus, 3 times out of 5, the demon will be submissive and becomes his familiar. See witch and greater familiar section. Numbers 1 to 8 all apply. If the spellcaster loses the mental wrestling match, the demon is likely to attack, 1 to 50%, or just disappear, 51 to 100%. Characters of a good alignment will not use this spell or associate with supernatural evil." And then there's a note that if you're dumb enough to have a demon familiar, it'll try to fuck with you. So here's the thing about this spell. It's conceptually interesting. It's good. It belongs here. It deserves to be here. Summoning and controlling demons is classic, dodgy, high-level wizard behavior, and I approve. However, this is one of 4 15th level spells in this game of superheroes, and it is one that a good character will never use. So great use of space, first of all. Secondly, there are no demons or other supernatural beings described in this game. So this is an ability to summon a creature that this game gives you absolutely no support or context for even roughly what it can do or what its power level would be. If you're curious about what a greater familiar could do for you, then, quote, "See witch and greater familiar section. Numbers 1 to 8 all apply." There is no witch or greater familiar section in this book. That's some other book. I don't know which one. Maybe Palladium Fantasy? Who knows? Anyway, it's another book. Not this one. There is no table to consult numbers 1 through 8. We have no idea what we're getting into with this. That is a completely dead reference to a thing that does not exist here. That is vital to the functioning of this spell. You just can't run this spell without this information. Also, one of the key ways of binding a demon using this spell is by signing a pact, the rules for which are also in the non-existent witch section. So this is one of the 4 high-level spells in the game, one of the 4 capstone spells that after years of play you could choose from as a spellcaster, and it is number 1, something a good person would never do, and number 2, unusable because it depends upon rules that aren't in this book. In fact, aren't even in this game line. Then, over on the right-hand side of the page, we have an illustration. So what do we have here to illustrate one of these two spells, one of the only two things on this page? Summon Greater Familiar, which allows you to summon a demon familiar, supposedly, and Teleport Colon Superior, which allows you to teleport. Well, on the right-hand side of the page, you'll find a giant illustration with a huge amount of white space, because of the way that it's arranged on the page, of a generic caped superhero with a glowing hand. His hand is glowing with Kirby Crackle, essentially, something that I normally love. He could be doing almost anything. Any kind of like blast from the hand, any kind of like power punch ability, anything triggered by touch, like disruptive touch, vibrating touch even. He could be summoning some sort of power to do something, if he had some kind of cosmic power source. In fact, this illustration would be appropriate almost anywhere in this book. It just doesn't belong on this page, because there's only like 2 things on this page. And what's so frustrating, and this sums up this section, what's so frustrating is, how hard is it to find a badass illustration to cap off this section? There's 2 things on this page. Both of them are powerful magical rituals, and one of them is about summoning an ill-specified supernatural being, presumably from another dimension. If there's one goddamn place in the book where you could use a picture of some monster or demon from Rifts, it's here, because there's a spell here essentially for summoning cool creatures from other game lines. What the fuck are you doing? And I mean, I'm thinking Horrible Demon, right? That's the direction that I would go if I'm the art director of this book. But other options. We could have a sexy young lad or lass who we could interpret from context to be like a seductive demon or a fairy. We could have some other kind of generic supernatural being, right? Like, there's nothing in this power that says you couldn't use it to summon a manticore or a dragon or a glowy energy being from another plane or an elemental. So that's like anybody you've got a picture of hanging around who's made of fire, made of rock, any of that stuff. Hey, familiars often are animals. Presumably you could use this spell to get an extraplanar animal of that kind, right? Like not just a horse, but like a cosmic horse or a cat from the ninth dimension. So any picture of an animal also would have been appropriate here. Or you know what? If you can't find any pictures of any cool creatures in your whole store of art from all your game lines, how about a picture of a wizard casting a spell? That would be cool. Like just any picture of any spellcaster. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of just generic wizards in this section. I would prefer a wizard who looks like a crime fighter, but some crime fighting wizards dress like ye old timey wizards. That would do. Just a wizard in robes? Sure. Got any pictures of wizards in robes hanging around? No? How about, since these are rituals, any picture of a ritual being performed would be fun. Or like, you would probably cast these on ley lines, right? What if you don't have any pictures of like people or animals or monsters, what about just a picture of a place? Like a place where there's some sort of ley line conjunction. Like, do you happen to have any pictures of places of magical power where ley lines intersect? Or like, hey, crazy thought, what about a place where there's like a magical rift opening? Do you happen to have any pictures of something like that? That would be very appropriate here. Like a picture of a magical rift opening and a supernatural creature from another world coming into ours. If by chance you had an illustration of that happening, even one, that would be appropriate here. But no, the art director, unable to find any pictures of people who are wizards, monsters, animals, people who aren't wizards, empty rooms where it looks like a wizard might someday be, or any impressive or exotic or distant location, or in fact, any location at all, because any location, I guess, would be relevant to a teleport spell. Unable to find any of that, the art director instead opted for this generic ass picture of a superhero that could have gone almost literally anywhere else in this book, but is uniquely ill-suited to this page. And the problem I have with this art is the very same problem I've got with the spell. All through this section, I just have been hammering continually on the shocking extent to which these spells reference things that aren't in this game. It seems like every other spell in this section hinges on something that isn't here. And one of the key things we keep running up against is this game doesn't have demons or devils in it. Despite your continuous insistence on telling me about demons and devils and how they interact with these spells, they aren't here. We don't have them. Likewise, you keep saying entities. Define your terms, motherfucker. This isn't Star Trek. You can't just call something an entity and then make shit up. I need to know what an entity is. Like, if I can summon them, if I can ward them off, I gotta know what's an entity. Then finally, here at the end of the magic section, on the very last page, just under the wire, we finally got a spell that actually introduces them to the game, because it gives a powerful wizard the ability to summon a demon, devil, or entity, and bring it into the world of Heroes Unlimited. Hurrah! Here they are. We've been waiting. It's like fucking waiting for Godot in this section. And now here at the end, it's a hope spot. You know, the famous hope spot at the end of Waiting for Godot, a play well known for its classic three-act match structure. I recently saw Waiting for Godot produced as a Hell in the Cell. It was quite good. But here we are, last page of the magic section. Here come the demons, here come the devils, here come the entities, question mark? And there's enough space here to provide a rudimentary stat block for a demon or a devil, and maybe a description of what an entity is. For example, what this spell description could say, it could have like a four-line stat block for a demon or devil, which would fit on this page easily since, no shit, about a third of the page is taken up by the giant-ass generic superhero, and there's white space left over at the bottom, and multiple lines of this spell are taken up by page references to other unspecified books. There's easily room for like a 4 or 5 line stat block of a demon or devil, and you could say this spell summons demons or devils or lesser entities like spirits or elementals, blah, 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 of various kinds that have roughly the same sort of power level. And that would be a simple, easy definition of what an entity is. This whole section could have been turned around on this last page so that all those spells that are about entities and demons and shit would work retroactively, because on this last page of the section, we'd have a definition of what those things are and some kind of usable rules for bringing them into the game. Just like we do for fucking corpse Muppets. I mean, I'm not a fan of using them for crime fighting, but I'll be damned if this section doesn't have rules for sicking a small mob of corpse Muppets on your foes. There's a spell that says you can do it, and by God, you can do it. They've got a stat block. But instead, this spell hinges on directing you to the witch rules, which are not in this book, don't belong in this game line, and render this otherwise cool spell unusable. And it drives me fucking crazy. I don't know what happened with this section. It's even worse than the psionic section, because psionics never really had an identity in Heroes Unlimited. They've always been a bit generic. Magic users used to be cool. In the previous edition, they used to be cool. They seemed like comic book spellcasters. But those comic book spellcasters were ruthlessly replaced by generic-ass knockoffs of Rift spellcasters in this edition, in many cases without even filing off the serial numbers enough to make the rules usable. There are still references floating around to Palladium Fantasy and Rift's magic, so that the wizards in this game, in addition to being garbage, are unusable garbage because so many of their available spells refer to things that aren't in Heroes Unlimited. I don't know why there was such a pressing desire to standardize the spellcasters, to bring this magic system in line with Rift's and Palladium Fantasy, but that standardization was badly botched, such that this magic section is one of only two sections in this book, I would say, that are inarguably worse than the equivalent section in Heroes Unlimited Revised. And what is that other section? Why, I'm glad you asked. Join me next time as we discuss equipment on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.